are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. I know we're all saddened by the loss of Dick Clark. I heard about it today. I had the honor of speaking at the American Businesswomen's Association, and we were all happy, and everybody was giggling, and I mean, maybe they were happy that I was done talking, but at the end, I had gotten the post that Dick Clark had passed of a heart attack, age 82, and of course, I told the room full of women and men, and you know, everybody was really saddened by that, and he, I mean, he was what they called him, the America's oldest living teenager. I mean, he was always so youthful, so fun, very handsome. And, you know, it's a shame that children these days don't get to experience, you know, what we got to experience with American Bandstand and Soul Train and all that. You know, I mean, we have American Idol, which is wonderful. It's a fabulous show, but nothing like what we used to have. Nothing about it. I mean, from what I understand, anybody who was anybody in music performed on American Bandstand. I think the only two acts that didn't, that were huge, were, I think, the Rolling Stones and Beatles. But from what I understand, everybody else, Madonna, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Run DMC, Little Richard, Marvin Gaye, Go-Go's, everybody. And it was just a great show. It made people happy. It helped so many people in the music business. And it was very well done. And Dick Clark produced it. He hosted it, I think, all the way up until 1989. He ended up having a stroke a few years back. From what I understand, that did leave him partially paralyzed. But, you know, he had been doing the ball in New York City for New Year's Eve for so many years. I mean, I knew something was up when we didn't see him. And that was, I think, the year that he had the stroke. And then, I know, Anderson Cooper and Kathy Lee Griffin, I guess, is it Kathy Lee or Kathy Griffin? They do a good job. And I think when she was stripping or something, I was really missing Dick Clark this time around. But anyway, may he rest in peace. Dies at age 82 of a heart attack. Other than that, I know it's hard to kind of move on. I'm just looking at him right now. Just adorable. Well, girls probably had crushes on him the whole time. All right. Okay. Well, somebody not having any crushes. I'm looking at this guy right here. John Brennan, I guess, decided to strip naked at Portland International Airport. This is the second or third time this week somebody has decided to strip down naked, man or female, when a TSA agent was patting them down. Really? You really need to take off all your clothes, really? And this, excuse me, particular person, I would really not, he wasn't intoxicated. He wasn't under the influence of drugs at the time. He just wanted to, I guess, take off his clothes. Screeners were saying, please put your clothes back on. You know, guys, what are we supposed to do? I mean, if any of you out there have a better idea on how to screen for airport security, all right, then, you know, make it well known. But right now, I don't think the government knows what the heck they're doing, honestly. Right. And, you know, the pat down they feel is some of the, you know, I know the terrorists are just laughing their butts off at us. And I've had the pat down. It really missed a lot. You know, it did. I'm glad it did miss a lot because it was kind of uncomfortable. My kids were standing there watching, you know, but, it, you know, I mean, if the purpose of the pat down, and we've talked about this, is to see if anybody in the panty lining aspect of their underwear, right, where the perineum rests, man or woman. I mean, you really need to get in there and mash around on the clothes and the underwear, etc. Because when the panty bomber guy, I think Holland Cook calls him the panty bomber, what do we call it, the Christmas bomber a few years back that tried to blow up a plane having, I guess, the explosive sewn into his underwear at that site. I mean, these pat downs, and they can't. You know, I mean, they really can't. Nobody is going to allow a TSA agent to go really into the areas they need to go. So these pat downs are kind of ridiculous. But on the other hand, I'm not going to give them too hard a time. I mean, they're doing their job. They're doing the best they can, you know, with the circumstances that we're in. And we're trying to show all the bad guys out there that we're watching. And I know it's frustrating for all of us, but if you could come up with something better, some sort of a magic wand that can get up and in there and, find the explosive, then great. I'm all for that. I'll stand there and let a wand and, you know, walk around me and stuff. But, for now, this is the best they got. They don't know better and this is what we're doing. But yeah, do I think it's a waste? Absolutely. Do I think it's ridiculous? Yes, I do. I do, but I mean, you don't have to give them a hard time, and you sure as heck don't have to give everybody else a hard time stripping naked while everybody's just trying to get to where they need to go, all right? Already, airplane delays, they're long enough. You know, we were talking about yesterday how now the TSA is going to be trying out these machines where, you know how you go through the first set of security where somebody has that filtered light and magnifying glasses to go through and look at your boarding pass, et cetera, to make sure it's not a fake, and your ID to make sure it's not a fake. Well, they think they're going to be able to replace those people with scanners. And I guess each scanner is about $1 million a pop. They bought about 30 of them. No, 30 scanners were $3.2 million, I think. So, yeah, a little cheaper. All right. So they're going to try those. And I am sure somebody's already figuring it out. They named who the companies were. So I'm sure there's already a mole trying to get in and trying to figure all this stuff out. How it works and, you know, the weaknesses to the system. And I, honestly, guys, we got to be one step ahead of the bad guy. We do. And I don't really know if we're doing it right. So, but please keep your clothes on. All right, guys, a lot to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess new brain cancer vaccine, possible new cure for baldness. I guess the FDA had to seize contaminated ultrasound gel. Yeah, we're talking about the jelly that we use with ultrasounds. The FDA had to seize it. Now, why did they have to seize it, and did it squirt all over the place while they were seizing? I guess you got to wait to find out. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,641.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,682.69, $841.35 for a half ounce, or $420.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,682.69, $841.35, and $420.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FloJack, 855-4-FloJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We answer your medical questions. We take your calls, your concerns, no criticisms, but your compliments. Now, I guess this tuna-linked salmonella outbreak, it's still affecting people. Now we're up to 141 people in 20 states in the District of Columbia. Apparently, 21 people have now been hospitalized. No deaths. Remember we talked about this last week? Well, I guess they found the source of the salmonella. We talked about this last week. It was a, I believe, yellowfin tuna from Nacogdoches Scrape AA or AAA product, which is scraped off fish bones, sold to grocery stores and restaurants to make sushi, sashimi, and ceviche. And I guess most of these people became ill eating raw tuna or spicy tuna. Still, though, the sick count is going up. Now we're up to 141. We've talked about the multiple states, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Arkansas, Louisiana, Wisconsin, Florida, etc. I won't go into them all, but realize salmonella, pretty serious. Pretty serious for older individuals, pregnant women, etc. You know, we usually tell pregnant women don't eat raw fish. Now, me, I was not a fish eater. I've never liked fish. But I have to tell you, when I was pregnant with my second kid, craved sushi. I never liked it before that. I craved sushi. So my husband's like, well, you know, she wants her fish. I'm not going to mess with her. She's kind of a pregnant woman. She's getting kind of big. Right? her bra size is going up to an F. I'm getting scared here. So anyway, he took me to get some sushi, and it's funny because my kid craves fish. The one I gave birth to, the other one, where I was craving carbs, all he likes is carbs. So there's really something to that. So anyway, that's what's going on there with the salmonella outbreak. Okay, now what's going on with hair and bald mice? Well, apparently, hairless mice who were bald, I guess now we have to have a politically correct term for, you can't say bald anymore, you have to say hair follicularly challenged. So hair follicularly challenged mice grew hair after they received implants of follicles created from adult stem cells. Japanese scientists get credit for this one. Said hair sprouted on these follicularly challenged mice and continued regenerating in normal growth cycles even after the old hairs fell out. So results suggest that it may be possible to use follicularly challenged people's own cells for implants that will restore their hair. Makes sense. So they think within 3 to 5 years, they may have an actual treatment. Now, remember a couple weeks ago, they came up with a treatment where there was a gel that would block one of the receptors that was causing baldness. Well, now they're using stem cells. They're going to be using stem cells for everything. That's the big thing, stem cells. People are going to be growing that stuff in their backyard. How are your carrot stems? Oh, they're beautiful. How about these? Beautiful. Okay. That didn't come out. That didn't come out as good as it was supposed to. Sorry. The jokes are better at the beginning of the week, you notice? Okay. All right, what's going on here? Now, they say if your kid gets fussy when you vaccinate him, there's 5 S's that you should do for your child to ease vaccination pain. No, it's not shut the heck up. You can't tell your kid shut the heck up. Okay, here are the 5 S's. Swaddling tightly your baby in a blanket, being laid sideways or on the stomach while awake. Those are S's. Shushing, which is very difficult for me to say with the lisp. Swinging back and forth and having them suck on something like a pacifier. So swaddle, sideways, shush, swing, suck. Those are the... Come on, this is so hard to do. Those are the 5 S's. That's why I get paid the big bucks to do these stories, because nobody else wants to do them. Those are the 5 S's. Swaddle, sideways, shush, swing, suck. Remember dodgeball? Duck, dive, dodge, dip. Yeah, right, exactly, right. Okay, swaddle, sideways, shush, swing, suck. All right, and this U.S. No, don't suck on the baby's feet. The baby has to suck on a pacifier. One of my kids loved the pacifier. I could shove that pacifier in his mouth all the time. The other one didn't like it. And he was obviously the noisier baby. I mean, I wanted to just tape a pacifier, but you couldn't. The U.S. study of 230 infants found that those who received the 5 S's immediately after being vaccinated had less pain and stopped crying. The most important of the S, 6th S, stopped crying sooner, boy, another S, than those who received a concentrated, sounds like S, sugar solution. Come on, why can't I have fun with these things? A concentrated sugar solution, more S's, one of the most common pain relief remedies in such, and here's the final S, situations. There you go. Oh, all right. Kids do like being bounced around a little bit. No, none of this shaken baby syndrome, but kids like bouncing. They do. And the reason why is these kids were upside down in your womb for how many months, right? What, 9 months? Okay, well, they weren't upside down the whole 9 months. You know, they shift a lot of times in the 8 months. My kid was doing flips and loop-de-loops and roller coastering, so I don't really know what position he was in. But, you know, you walk and you bob around and you move. They're used to movement. Then all of a sudden you give birth, and what do? You lay them down and you stare at them. Well, they don't want to be laid down. Then you hold them, and they're like, what is this? What's going on? So you got to rock them, and you got to bob them up and down. That's what babies like. Babies need that type of stimulation, that movement. The only way my kids would sleep if they were sleeping on me. They had to feel the inspiration and the expiration and my tummy go up and down. They had to feel that. They had to feel the lactation come in and be, you know, and spray. They just needed that. And one of the favorite toys these kids like are those little bouncy things where, you know, you hook them up on like a doorpost. In between two rooms, and then they you put them in legs first, and they sit there and bounce. Now, at the time, about 10 years back, they were saying, could that hurt the pelvic bones? You know, because parents were leaving these kids in there for hours. You know, just sit in your bouncy and just stay there because at least you're in one place. But, you know, a little bit at a time, not too bad. Kids like to bounce. Okay, good. Swaddle, sideways, shush, swing, and suck. We're going to have a pop quiz. You guys have to know your five S's. All right, what do we want to talk about next? Let's see. Okay, Fort Worth is planning to ban tobacco for all new city employees. This is Fort Worth, Texas, right? Dallas, Fort Worth? Okay, Fort Worth, Texas. Good. Okay, I know my geography. City employees who take a smoke break are fuming. Ooh, I like that. That was cute. Who wrote that? WFAA-TV from Dallas-Fort Worth. Yep, they're probably fuming over a new idea to make Fort Worth a tobacco-free workplace by not hiring smokers. You see, discrimination, it's, and I know discrimination is a bad word, and I don't know whether you guys want to use the discrimination word in this negatively or in a neutral context, but now you're noticing employers are finding ways to not hire groups of people. So now, if you're a smoker, you're discriminated against. So what was that hospital was in Houston? If you're overweight, and I think they're going to be allowed to do it. Now, president of the city's employee association thinks it's an infringement on the public's rights to live the life they choose. You know, apparently he's worked for the city for 30 years and he smoked for 41 years. He understands lower health care costs. Again, guys, the reason why we have this problem. Okay, I don't know if they're doing this because they want to be do-gooders and clean up the air. They're probably doing this because they want to lower their health insurance rates. Again, this is what happens when your employer is footing the bill for your health care. They're going to not only be in charge of your medical destiny, but they're also going to try to have say-so whether you get to be employed or not or whether you get to smoke or not. You know, there's you're losing more and more freedoms. As you guys see, all right? Let's see here. Okay, certainly we put taxpayer dollars into healthcare for our employees, and anything that might benefit the health to make our employees more protective and healthy, we're going to take a look at. Of course they are. They want to save money. They want to save money. The hospital offers programs for current employees and their spouses to stop smoking. All right, so yes, I mean, yeah, of course it helps promote. It just, imagine. Now remember, they're saying new employees. So if you're already an employee there that has smoked, it sounds like your job is safe. But you know you're going to be getting the evil eye. Okay? You're probably going to be on the chopping block soon. And I mean, you know, let's say you don't smoke at work. Let's say you don't. You don't smoke at work. You don't smoke on the way to work. You don't even smoke after work, but you smoke at home. Or you smoke on the weekends. You want to enjoy a cigarette. You want to enjoy a cigar. I could see why some of these people are upset. I know I'm a doctor. I know I should be anti-smoking, and again, I am not a fan of smoking. I love it when my patients quit. I hate it when my parents smoke because it exposes the kids to smoking. So yes, I do urge people to quit smoking, but I have a problem with government trying to get their fingers into your personal lives. And I'll always have a problem with that. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As you know, I've been doing medical talk radio now for a few years, and my show is a little different than other medical talk shows because I love to deal with headlines. I think dealing with headlines is crucial. I think that's what keeps the momentum going, keeps people excited, because I don't want somebody turning off my show to listen to something else to know what is going on in the world. So when this headline starts with FDA seizes, I'm like, oh, you guys are going to love this. We have a seizure going on. We probably have, you know, some guns and, I mean, you know, some really exciting commando type stuff. Nah, the FDA seizes contaminated ultrasound gel. So, but that's what I get to report. All right, U.S. Marshals. Yeah, we're talking about U.S. Marshals seized ultrasound gel. I guess they walked in with their guns. ultrasound gel produced by a New Jersey company after the government found two dangerous strains of bacteria on the product. Now, the FDA announced the seizure today. Yeah, they're using the word seizure. They announced the seizure today. What kind of a commando job was this? We're not talking about, you know, U.S. Navy SEALs here. Why are they? I mean, who gave them any sort of flack or obstacle? Didn't they just let them walk in and take the gel? Anyway, the FDA announced the seizure Wednesday, pretty proud of themselves, did not comment on how widely the gel was distributed, but it warned healthcare professionals to immediately stop using the product. It's called Other Sonic Generic Ultrasound Transmission by Pharmaceutical Innovations in Newark. Now, many of you have had an ultrasound, and we need an ultrasound jelly on there to conduct the sounds of the ultrasound. Now, the reason why the agency had to go into full military maneuvers. Sorry. Donovan's working with me tonight. Donovan, I got the giggles. You're going to have to smack me. I got the giggles today. The agency discovered the contamination after, and this is serious, people, after a hospital reported that 16 of its patients were infected with Pseudomonas aeruginosa following heart valve replacement surgery. Now, that's serious. Pseudomonas is not fun. It's one of the prettiest bacteria out there, but it's not fun. A Pseudomonas infection can kill. And you get Pseudomonas, you could get Pseudomonas aeruginosa from the from your jacuzzi or a hot tub. Well, people call it, nobody calls it whirlpool anymore. Whirlpool, jacuzzi, hot tub. You could get it from hospital, nosocomial infections. Well, the reason why heart valve replacement surgery patients were getting exposed to this bacteria was as you get heart surgery, they do something called a TEE, a transesophageal echocardiogram. And so you insert the ultrasound probe into the esophagus, which is the feeding tube, which is pretty darn close to the heart, and you can get a really good image of the heart. It's called a TEE. And the gel helps improve transmission. So this gel is going into the body. Now, the FDA said in a statement that patients exposed to the bacteria on the surface of their skin could get inflammation. Of course, you could abscess, blood poisoning. The FDA not only found Pseudomonas, but they found Klebsiella oxytosa. Klebsiella oxytosa, not as good. Not as good. Klebsiella is kind of like the girl in the back of the class that never gets invited to parties. Pseudomonas is like the hot chick. All right, so Klebsiella oxytosa, that lives in the digestive tract, doesn't usually pose any health risks, but we do see women get bladder infections from this, okay? And I have seen pneumonia from Klebsiella pneumonia. So you never want Klebsiella oxytosa either. Now, the ultrasound gel did present serious health risks. I don't know if anybody's been sickened yet. Again, they came in. U.S. Marshals seized it under a court order. I am dying to see if they have the footage like they wanted to have with Osama bin Laden and show everybody. Now, also, many times we use this gel when we ultrasound the fetus, right, to look at the to look at the baby. When we ultrasound, you put the gel, and it's kind of cold. And then many of us who have had vaginal issues, not vaginal issues, but issues with our uterus or our ovaries, they put this gel on the wand. So you could be getting Pseudomonas or Klebsiella into the vaginal cavity, up into the cervix, into the uterus, endometrium. Not very fun. So this is, you know, it's some pretty serious stuff. I don't know why it was contaminated. I mean, you know, nothing we're really proud of in the medical field, but these things happen. And I guess, you know, thank God we have our military. I mean, thank God for our military, honestly. And the U.S. Marshals, just, I am so glad they were armed, you know, for this operation to seize the gel. I could just see everything like squirt all over the place, right? Okay. Now, you know how I've talked about, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Yes, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know how I've talked about when teenagers or adults have used speed or ecstasy, et cetera, they may later have mood disorders because it kind of can mess with the brain and the chemicals and some of the synapses. Well, SETI came out today saying teens that do use ecstasy, or speed, like methamphetamine, amphetamine, do face higher risk of depression afterwards. Okay, well, you know, you don't have to come up with a study. You just listen to the Dr. Dahlia show and save yourself some money. Anyway, they looked at 3,900 10th grade residents of Quebec and compared to non-users, adolescents who acknowledge either taking speed or ecstasy had a 60 to 70% greater risk of experiencing depression. Remember we were talking about a blood test for depression yesterday? I gotta say, the first test you should run on these kids is a drug test. Really. You know what's in your kid's system. Alright, and I know many of you parents and grandparents are like, nah, listen, I grew up in the 60s, I know, I could, no. I don't think you guys will be able to pick it up. Some of these drugs, the kids, they look normal, they look fine the next day. They're, honestly, you know, we talk about how pot can cause depression. Well, of course, speed does that too. Remember, you get a rise, you get a high, and then you come down. And that rebound down can be a pretty big dip. I'm just amazed. I mean, 10th grade, isn't 10th grade 15? These kids are still babies. They say a year later, when the students were in the 11th grade, the authors followed up assessing onset of a range of 16 depressive symptoms, and they found that more of the 15 to 16-year-old students were found to have used speed than ecstasy while in the 10th grade. Of course, stronger drugs as they got older, and they still had signs of depression. So, you know, just know what your kid is doing. You have to. And honestly, my kids already know I'm going to be random drug testing them. I've told you guys how I'm going to do it. I mean, they already know. It could be Thanksgiving dinner, family's over, my mother-in-law is complaining about something, and we say grace or whatever, and I say, all right, you guys, dad, start carving the turkey. Boys, you're coming into the restroom now. Or I'll carve the turkey, and dad will take the boys into the restroom, have them pee in a cup, and we'll test them. I don't care. It has to be spot. You know, you can't go, oh, kids, at the end of the month, April 30th, we're going to probably do a drug test, maybe. You can't do that. You can't do that. You just have to, out of the blue, go, oh, you're on your way to prom. Beautiful corsage for the girl. Before you get into the car, you're hopping in the bathroom. That's how you have to do it. You know, your kid, remember, when it comes to kids, they know you sometimes better than yourselves. They're smart, some of these kids. I know they do stupid things. Right, we were talking about this choking game a few months ago. Well, it looks like the numbers are even higher for these kids doing the choking game, which we'll talk about after the break. But these, you know, it's the predictability. The only way you're going to keep these kids on your toes is being unpredictable. All right? Now, I mean, I always predicted my parents would whoop my butt. I mean, I knew I was going to get a whooping, so that was predictable, and maybe that's what kept me out of trouble. But the unpredictability of, oh my gosh, my mom could make a spot check. My mom could show up at the party. Without my knowing, my kids are going to know that I am going to either show up at the party, I'm going to spot drug test them, I may even show up at school. But because of that unpredictability, they better behave themselves all the time. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're a horrible mother. Give the kids their independence. No. I've done ER. I've seen what kids do to themselves because they don't understand the implications of drugs and what they're doing. Absolutely. I've delivered 12-year-old girls who were pregnant. I'm going to be involved, but unpredictably involved. And that's how you do it with these kids. All right, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. I've been getting your emails. I've been trying to read them all on air, but it's been difficult. Matthew from Kansas City writes, Dr. Dahlia, you were talking about Warren Buffett having prostate cancer the other day. What do you think of the Buffett rule? With taxes, well, here's my thing. Okay, you know, I'm a huge fan of flat tax. All right, just give everybody flat tax. I'm a huge fan of the flat tax. And I guess what's the Buffett rule? Every time I see Buffett, I think of buffet and I get hungry. That's where you only tax people making $1 million plus, 30%. That's the Buffett rule, if I understand correctly. So I think, it deals with less than 0.3 or 0.4% of the population. It's not going to do the trick. When it comes to taxes and needing money to come into the system, no, I think it really falls short. And I guess what's frustrating, from what I understand, when they were talking about taxes and how much quote unquote rich people are paying, many wealthy people, like I guess President Obama, paid less taxes in terms of his tax rate than his secretary. Don't many wealthy people, because of capital gains and reinvestments, they reinvest their money to shelter their taxes, but then they're re-putting their money back into the system. It's been something that has worked for many, many years, right? Of course, until the recession. So I don't know if just taxing anybody, whether they make $1 million plus 30%, whether they reinvest it or not, is really going to help. It's frustrating because no one is addressing how half of our country isn't paying taxes at all. You know, if you could get everybody to pay taxes, whatever their share or percentage is, okay, I'm not saying poor people have to pay the same as rich people, okay, but that's why the flat tax, which is my favorite idea out there, seems to be the most fair, a percentage of what your income is. I don't think we would have to be, trying to be hand-picking certain groups, okay? We have half the country carrying the other half of the country. That's very sad, especially since the half of the country that are supposedly carrying the weight kind of have weak legs themselves, all right? Many of us that are paying our taxes are making the money that we used to, which means we're paying less taxes. We have to come up with a system where we aren't giving half the country a free ride. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Dr. Dali, you're talking about taxes and the reason they won't go to a flat rate. Because if they went to a flat rate taxes, they wouldn't have to have the IRS. And do you really think the IRS wants to do away with their jobs?
Right.
That's all what it's about. It's about control, and the IRS don't want to give their jobs up. And she's talking also about drugs. They ought to legalize drugs because prohibition didn't work, and the prohibition on drugs are not going to work. But they don't want to do that either because that's job security for the police officers. And it also drive the drug prices down, so the drug dealers don't want it either. So, all righty, we thank you for your time. This is Mike from Evansville, Indiana. Thank you.
Mike, you are a sweetheart for your message or call. Thank you. There has been an argument going to, let's say, the drugs, okay? Do you want your police force spending time hunting down people that have marijuana in their glove compartment, let's say, when they could be out on the street dealing with some of the more violent crimes? So, I don't know if I would agree with you about, the drugs and less jobs for the police officers, because I got to tell you, we are already understaffed, especially with our first responders. But I'm with you on that. You're right. The IRS would not give in to a flat tax. No way. That's right, because nobody needs them. Nobody needs them. But, they could just simplify this. Just simplify. I mean, wealthy people, they don't just sit on their money. They put it into the system. Maybe they buy Gucci. Maybe they buy some wealthy things. I really made myself look dumb in front of my husband's family. I come from a very moderate family, in terms of means. And never like Tiffany. We never walked into a store like that. Anything we bought, Gem Co., et cetera. I was proud of it. I it was good enough clothes. My mom would sew things and, we made it work. And so, by one of the hotels, we were trying to take our family members into one of the hotels and there was a big sign that said Channel. And I go there, turn there by Channel. That's where you turn in. And this was just a couple years ago. I just didn't Chanel. I just didn't you know, think of it. But anyway, people that have money, they go into those stores that have those names that are pronounced differently, even though they're American, right, that are pronounced differently. And now Coach, luckily, I mean, I think Coach purses are beautiful and wonderful, but I'm just happy that I can actually say the name and I can say it correctly so I don't look stupid. But, you know, there's an argument that these people reinvest. All right, and they make the jobs, and they, you know, so just, you know, with the Buffett rule, just cornering them, saying, let's make them pay more taxes. Yes, that would help throw some extra money into the system, but it doesn't even put a drop into what we need. I mean, doesn't put a dent into the problem that we have. And so I really think government needs to spend a little bit more time figuring out how to get the other 50% to pay taxes. Honestly, we may not have as much, you know, if you really think about it, we in America probably spend more per taxes than other countries. But because only half of us are paying them, we're always, you know, defunding programs. You know, think about it. I don't know how. I don't know. So anyway, that's my take on that. But great question. Keep your questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Of course, email at drdahlia.com. Okay, so let's look at eighth graders in Oregon. There was a survey done back in 2009 where they found 1 in 16 of these kids is participating in the choking game. Now, this is a larger number than what we had talked about earlier this last year. And the choking game is kind of a stupid game. It's where these, now, eighth graders, you're talking about 13-year-olds, okay? They put pressure on the neck of each other with a towel or belt to cut off the person's oxygen supply, and then hopefully they release it in time, giving this pressure and this high sensation. Okay, so it causes the person who's choking and asphyxiating to get high. And these kids are doing this to each other even on the playground. 1 in 16 kids. Well, I don't know why. Of Oregon kids who said they played the choking game, close to 2/3 reported having done so more than once. More than a quarter had played at least 5 times. Don't they have like tetherball or butts up? We used to play butts up in school. You know, where I guess you threw a ball and you had to run to the wall, and whoever didn't, the ball had to get thrown at your butt. Remember we used to play butts up? I mean, that was safer. Stupid game still. That was safer. Hopscotch was very difficult because if you really couldn't keep your urine, that was embarrassing. Next person would slip. Anyway, they say some kids may experience it and say, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I'm never going to do it again. But other kids go on to repeat it because the group. All right. And apparently you there's like a little hierarchy where you can escalate yourself in the game. All right. Now, of course, the choking game not only causes asphyxiation issues, you could have seizures, brain damage. You also can pop blood vessels in the eyes. You know, some ways where people determine, you know, like CSI coroners can determine if somebody was choked is because you see that the blood vessels have popped in the back of the eyes from the asphyxiation issue and the pressure. You know, and of course, if you do asphyxiate, lose oxygen, get dizzy, you could fall back, hit your head, have a fatal head injury. So, in essence, these kids that do the choking games are stupid. Now, that's my scientific thought on that one. Also, many of these kids are also going to probably be talked into sex. They're going to be talked into drugs. Any kid that would be talked into letting their friend almost kill them probably isn't going to say no when it comes to the other thing. So parents, look at your kid's neck. If you see any bruising, it's probably not a hickey. All right? It could be this. All right, we got another hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, all right? Take care.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.